Among the nicknames for Chicago, the Windy City, the Second City, and this one, the City That Works. And the way to work for the city is, in a word, clout. Well, no more, supposedly. 3 weeks after federal investigators raided City Hall as part of a corruption probe, Mayor Richard M. Daley says clout will no longer play a role in who gets jobs. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The city of Chicago's top lawyer, Mara Georges, told incredulous City Hall reporters yesterday that the hiring system would now be completely fair, objective, and free of political influence.
City hiring will be on the square, yes.
You're taking clout out of City Hall?
We are putting in place a process where clout cannot enter into it.
And those comments were backed up by Mayor Daley's new chief of staff, Ron Huberman, who was appointed just last week to lead a City Hall cleanup.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you know. We are operating as a meritocracy, period.
That's crap, really.
On Chicago's Daily Plaza today, a lot of Chicagoans weren't buying it, including Barry Angelo, who's unemployed, and mental health worker Yolanda Adams.
It's the way it's always been. You got to know somebody to get there. Right. It's as simple as that.
But for some reason, most people enjoying their lunch hour in the sunny, cool plaza across the street from City Hall weren't in a mood to discuss clout and patronage.
I'd rather not talk about that topic.
I have nothing to say. I don't know anything about anything.
Oh, wait a minute. I work for the city. So, I'd probably rather not say anything.
If I answer anything, I'll be in trouble.
Finally, one woman did agree to talk. She happens to work for the county government.
Of course they have clout. They'll never get rid of clout. Never.
Why not?
He is clout. How do you think he won? Huh? How do you really think he won this election? Because of clout.
But do you mind if I ask your name?
Yes, I do.
That could be because the county is controlled politically by a close ally and a brother of Mayor Daley. By the way, Mayor Daley is headed to Toronto, and that city's mayor, according to the Toronto Star, wants to learn from him how to leverage power. In other words, clout. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.